Hello, welcome to this week's podcast. We love retrieval practice.
Today we'll be talking about long-term and short-term memory and how they impact on learning. As parents and carers, it's important to understand how memory works to support your child's education.
Firstly, let's start with short-term memory. These types of memory refers to information that is held for a short period, typically up to 30 seconds. Short-term memory is limited and the amount of information it can hold at any given time it is limited to. Therefore, it's important to help your child transfer information from short-term memory to long-term memory.
Now let's talk about the long-term memory. Long-term memory refers to information that is stored for a more extended period, even a lifetime. Once information is transferred from short-term memory to long-term memory, it can be recalled when needed. Long-term memory is unlimited and can store a vast amount of information.
How can you help your child transfer information from short-term memory to long-term memory? Research shows that retrieval practice can help.
Retrieval practice involves actively recalling information from memory, which strengthens the connections between neurons in the brain, making it easier to retrieve information later on. To encourage retrieval practice, you can ask your child to recall information from memory. For example, you can ask them to tell you the steps of a math problem they learned in class or to recall the main events of a story they read.
In summary, understanding how long-term and short-term memory work can help you support your child's learning. Encouraging retrieval practice can help your child transfer information from short-term to long-term memory.
Thank you for listening to this episode, and we hope you found it interesting. Tune in next time for more insights into the fantastic world of memory.